say like Anna von Reitz and sort of like the American State Nationals, which I've seen your some of your works talks about, is among the lines of American common law?
Yes. Anna von Reitz is I think the American champion of American common law. And yes, her work in reconvening those people and becoming American state nationals is taking them out of the public and bringing them back into the private, which is where they should never have departed. Here in Australia, we can't do that because we don't have a history like you have in America of being able to revert back to those principles of independence that come from the 1776 Declaration of Independence. Here in Australia, we can only revert back to our 1901 Constitution, which was British law, which is what America escaped from in 1776. So we're only going back to what Britain was doing to America back then.
Wow.
So we can't reconvene to that. But I take the point of view that if we were born free of nature, as Frank Van Dane says, and as I say, and all of that natural law was born into our system when we were born, we were born free. So if we want to reconvene or reconvey ourselves out of some globalist or deep state structure back to something more sensible, then to reconvey back to what we were born as seems to be the logical thing, irrespective of what name you might give it, whether it's natural law, divine law, God's law, whatever.
Right.
The name doesn't matter. What matters is that you were born with that free nature, and we can reconvey back to that, then we escape from underneath those clutches. Because here's the interesting point, and Frank Van Dunn brought it home to me, and it hit me like a rock when it first struck. He said, those people that make all these artificial laws are the ones that have actually turned their back on their own nature, because they have decided to trespass your nature. They chose that voluntarily. They have walked out on life, you didn't. Now, when I realized that, I saw freedom in big letters, because they're the ones who walked out on life. I'm not extracting myself out of their system. They extracted themselves out of the system of life. And when they departed natural law and stepped outside the bounds of natural law, they self-declared themselves, I am an outlaw. You realize that they've self-declared themselves to be an outlaw. Why am I going knocking on the door and saying, excuse me, I want to be released from all this stuff? When it was invalid from the word go, it was invalid because they trespassed their own life in order to make those laws that they made.
And even all those
Which
papers.
means that those laws were invalid from the word go. So I don't have to extract myself from them. I am already a free person. God gave me that.
Right. You don't
End of
need to
story.
sign stuff. You don't need to. Right.
But I do have to declare my independence from all that nonsense goes on by saying I am a free person. And that comes back to that identity system.
Yes.
I identify myself as a living being. The moment I identify myself as a living being, I'm different from all of these straw man fictional creations that they make with birth certificates and the whole routine of uppercase writing and all that stuff that Anna von Reitz goes into, which is all real, of course, that's what they do. But it means that I'm born free, I am free. End of story.
There are so many people, they still have the speck of authoritarianism in them. So they think, well, there has to be some trick and some paperwork to get the master to tell us we're allowed to be free. Like if you sign this and you write your name this way and you file this, that, the other thing, and you claim you're a straw man and you blah, 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 like all this mythology. And a bunch of it is legally completely wrong. Some of it has some legal basis to it, but legal doesn't matter. As long as you're playing the legal game, you're accepting the premise that you need their permission. It was very frustrating to watch a lot of people think that, well, there must be something inside the system that lets us be free. Like it's a system written by slave masters. Why would they put something in there that lets you be free?
Right. It's sort of like I've talked to, I have friends who have been like, they identified as sovereign citizen and they try to go through that process and explain it. And there's two sort of mindsets. There's the mindset of like what you said, sort of, I still kind of, if I do this thing, they'll let me be free. And then there's the ones that are sovereign citizens, and they all the way don't think they have any, the authority has any control over them, and they don't feel beholden to authority. But the way I would put it is they think of it as, they sort of think that they've discovered this weird authoritarian's voodoo rituals that they go by. And if they do their magic voodoo rituals a certain way, they can get the gang to stay off their back. And I understand that mindset, except that in actual reality, a lot of them had to find out the hard way, which you already know, and we already know, that's not how that works. They are actually just a gang. The mindset is a gang. When it's a gang mindset, all the scribbles are just, how can we write down something to justify what we're about to do to you? And then when they don't have it in the scribbles, they just find a way to do it anyway, if you are a honeypot. So what I tell people is, all that matters is, one, are you acting like you're beholden to them? And two, are you a honeypot at all that looks like you're an easy thing they can get something out of? And if you have no resources, if you're good to set an example of, you have no resources, you don't look like you can defend yourself monetarily, physically, whatever, then that's they'll come after you. So what I tell people is, if you want to do the paperwork thing, cool. At best, what you did was maybe make yourself a slightly more difficult target for certain members of the gang if they target you at the wrong time and place. But at worst, what you absolutely just did is make them aware of who you are, put a giant red target on your head, and therefore, if they do want to mess with you and they think they can get away with it, then they can, and they will. Because to them, they're just a gang who will go, these scribbles are just what we do to try to justify what we want to do. They're not a magical voodoo following cult that actually plays by their own rules. Yeah. They just aren't.
And I should point out that when I was doing what I was doing with the IRS, I was telling everybody, first of all, I'm totally right on the legal issue and I can prove it. And that doesn't at all make me safe. I was telling people, don't do this. This is not the way to stay out of trouble. This is the way to intentionally get into trouble. But I'm going to show them for what they are for anybody who wants to watch. And a bunch of people watched and they saw that government doesn't care about its own laws on any level in any way. Neither do the courts, the prosecutors, the IRS, like none of them give a damn about their own laws. And so it would have been more fun to have somebody on a jury with a brain and win and have people see that they don't obey their own laws. Right. But I said from the beginning, win or lose, I'm going to demonstrate that they don't care at all about the law. That's the scribbles they put out there to look legitimate and formal. And at the end of the day, they're going to do whatever they want. If they think you're a threat to their power, they're going to do whatever they have to shut you down. And so I told people, like, this isn't, I wasn't doing, I found this great cure, do this, say these magic words and you'll be fine. I was like, I found something true. And if you say it loudly enough, you'll probably get in trouble and get raided and prosecuted like I did. But I'm still going to do it anyway to show them for what they are, because I don't know anybody else in a better position. But I think just the mindset, like what she said, I understand people like, well, I'm going to make it a pain in the neck for them to bother me at all. So maybe they'll go, like every bully, pick on an easier target.
Right.
Because that happens a lot. But when people actually are still in the mindset that the road to freedom is by way of the political and legislative scribbles, they're not even free inside their own head yet, because they still think they need somebody else's permission. Yeah. I sometimes use the analogy, if I was like kidnapped by some, you know, cannibal headhunters, and I knew that doing some weird dance would make them go, oh, he knows the weird dance, we won't eat him, I would do the weird dance to not get eaten. Doesn't mean I believe in the weird dance.
Right.
It doesn't mean I think they have the right to eat me if I don't know the weird dance. It just means, okay, on a practical level, if this makes them not throw me in the pot and serve me for lunch, I'll do the weird dance. But what matters is the philosophical understanding that we all own ourselves and we're not beholden to these crooks, no matter what they write down, no matter what their scribbles say. And I think that last step is very difficult for a lot of minarchists and constitutionalists and, you know, libertarians and whatever you want to call them, because they're so indoctrinated into it that they still want a pro-freedom solution that doesn't go against the assumption of authority. And they haven't realized there cannot be such, not only is there no such thing, there can be no such thing. Because as long as you accept the premise of authority, you accept the premise that somebody has the right to rule you. And if you think somebody has the right to rule you, you are still in the slave mindset, and you will never be free until your own mindset changes. That's why what we focus on is the mindset of the victims, not trying to fix the sociopaths who are tricking them, but to free from the lie all the victims of this. Because when that happens, the sociopaths lose all their power.
I feel like a lot of people put so much money into politics and these mechanisms when a lot of it could be put into education. And a lot of people may just be afraid. They don't know how to educate, what methods to use. They're afraid of speaking of, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know how to bring this to a world of people who are not going to listen. I think to some extent you have to accept that, and you have to realize and just be honest with yourself. I think a lot of what you just talked about, what comes to mind is honesty. Honesty, I think everything comes down to whether it's following your own conscience as opposed to following someone's orders just because they tell you to do so, or it's doing the paperwork versus not, because paperwork is not the honest path to freedom. Freedom is freedom. You know, truth is truth. I feel like those people are pulling onto a string. Where they feel like, yeah, if it works sometimes, and because they see it working to some extent toward freedom, they gain so much hope and faith in that process, as if they take it as if that is the truth and that is what must be done. So, oh my gosh, if we vote this person office, they'll do this maybe, and then with our money, they'll maybe do this, and then maybe through all these other branches and processes, it'll happen. And maybe this individual will respect me as a human being and not a cop if I write my name a certain way. Like, it's a lot of faith involved in the process. But at the end of the day, all it takes is for them to say, hey, coerce this person, and that order follower is going to do it because it's their job. It's their duty.